Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. It says, go ahead, sister. I'm going to go ahead and read. Hebrews 11 and 7 says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Oh, thank you. Moved with fear, prepared an ark to save, to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. That's Hebrews 11 and 17. Amen. If you would, I'm sorry, 11 and 7. Thank you. Thank you. 11 and 7. Let's turn over to the book of Genesis chapter 6. Are we there yet? And we're gonna look at, we're gonna start at verse 5, and I'm gonna read this several verses from Genesis 6 and beginning of chapter 5. Verse 5. And just follow along with me. I'm gonna read this morning from the New Living Translation. Everybody's familiar with the story of Noah, right? We know that Noah built the ark. That's what we learned as children, and he brought the animals two by two and all of these things. So let's read this here. Verse 5 in the New Living Translation says, the Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on earth and saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil. So the Lord was sorry that he had ever made them and put them on the earth. It broke his heart. And the Lord said, I will wipe this human race I have created from the face of the earth. Yes, and I will destroy every living thing, all people, the large animals, the small animals that scurry along the ground, and even the birds of the sky. I am sorry I ever made them. But Noah found favor with the Lord. Favor. Tell your neighbor, favor is not fair. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man. The only blameless person living on the earth at the time, and he walked in close fellowship with God. Boy, that's good stuff. Noah was the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And now God saw that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. God observed all things, all this corruption in the world, for everyone on earth was corrupt. So God said to Noah, I have decided to destroy all living creatures, for they have filled the earth with violence. Yes, I will wipe them out along. I will wipe them all out along with the earth. But build a large boat from cypress wood and waterproof it with tar inside and out. Then construct decks and stalls throughout its interior. Make the boat 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, 45 feet high. Leave an 18-inch opening below the roof all the way around the boat. Put the door on the side and build three decks inside the boat, lower, middle, and upper. Look, I'm about to cover the earth with a flood that will destroy every living thing that breathes. Everything on the earth will die. We end at verse 17. Turn over to verse 22. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And the New Living Translation says, so Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded him. Amen? Now, we're still talking about, by faith, he heeded the warning of God. Last week, I talked a lot about growing up in my house, right, with my daddy and him leaving instructions for us to do, and we carrying out those instructions and all those things, and we had faith, amen, in what daddy told us to do. He left the instructions, and we did what he told us to do. Now, what comes along with this story of Noah is something that's very interesting, and I want y'all to look at this morning. It's not a cartwheel sermon, but I think this is going to help you along in your life. When I say we're going to take a hard right this morning, last week, when we talked, I think everybody in here was like, oh, man, you felt really good about yourself. And you felt really good about how things were going and what you were doing in your life. Because, you know, we were measuring up, right? Well, can we take this hard right and bust somebody upside the head? You ready? My brothers and sisters, what we have to understand about God is God constantly warns us against danger. But we're going to talk about some warnings today. Amen? Did we talk about that last week? We didn't talk about that, did we? God constantly warns us against danger. We see that Noah, the whole world was corrupt and messed up. People were violent. People were corrupt. People were shady. People were backbiting. People were hypocrites. People were tore up from the floor, beat up from the feet up. People were messed up. Again, have you watched the news lately? People are doing all kinds of crazy things. You know, things that are, you know, we're like, wow, I can't believe they did that. But God found one man to be righteous. One man he found favor in. And you know what? When God finds favor in us, it is our responsibility to bless somebody else with the favor that God has placed in our lives. Amen? Does that make sense? In the whole world, there was one person that God found favor in. And we find out later on that Noah even had a little problem. Noah liked to get a little drink on a little bit. So guess what? We have to be real careful, Jamar, and who we say, well, I ain't going to listen to him. I'm not going to listen to her because the people didn't listen to Noah. Thus, they were left out. Oh, I know Noah. He building an ark. Oh, he just down there drunk. He tripping. Been talking about it's going to rain for 120 years. You know that Noah told the people it's going to rain for 120 years? He kept on building, kept on doing what God told him to do. My brothers and sisters, don't give up on what God has told you to do. Have faith in it. We're still talking about faith. But the thing about, you know what really put this thing into action for Noah? Is the fact there was a warning against danger. Have you ever been warned in your life about something that will potentially hurt you? God told him that the flood was coming. And what did he do? He started working. He started doing exactly what God told him to do. God has spoken to each and every one of us in here. How many of us are going about our Father's business and doing what he told us to do? I told y'all we're going to take a hard right today. You know, as a preacher, as a pastor, it's my job. I have to tell you what God told me to say. And sometimes I don't want to because I want y'all to like me. You know, everybody want people to like them. Mr. Smith, don't you want people to like me? I do. I want people to like me, but sometimes I have to say stuff that God gives me, and I know you're not going to like it. Oh, he just picking on me. I'm not picking on you. I'm doing what God told me to do, just like Noah was building this ark. And he sealed it. He did everything. God gave him specific instructions on how to carry out his business. Amen? Amen. Y'all looking at me crazy this morning. All right. Let me turn the page here. We've been working on this thing. What Noah saw was the destructive nature of sin. Do y'all know that sin has a destructive nature? Amen. Do you know that we ultimately die because of sin? If we didn't ever sin, y'all know we stay young and looking good forever. But because of sin, we're dying people. Every minute we get closer to death. You know, we blame it on time, but it's because of sin. Your great grandmama sins. Your granddaddy, as much as you love him, he sins. But the world was so corrupt. God told Noah what to do. He told him what to do. And you know what? I believe, my brothers and sisters, that other folks could have come in and gotten on the boat had they accepted the message that he was giving out. Preachers have been preaching for over 2,000 years that Jesus is coming back, and some of us hadn't moved yet. Amen? And when the fire starts burning, oh, you start, you're trying to get your fire extinguisher. It's not going to put that fire out. I could just stop right there. We could go home off that. But I really want to deal with this sin thing. Amen? Because people that have, and I say this all the time, people that have, you don't go to the foot doctor because your eyes hurting, do you? You don't go to the dentist because you have allergies, right? Y'all know the people that come to church? People that come to church, people that struggle with sin. You can act like you don't if you want to. The people that come to church are those people that struggle with sin. Amen? If you come in here, you are a perfect person. We might as well stop and worship you. If Eli's perfect, I can go right down to his house. But he's not perfect. Everybody's here because we all struggle with that thing called sin. My brothers and sisters, you need to know today that there's consequences for it, though. All right? Because ultimately, death was the end of all of this, this whole race, this whole nation of people, because of what they were doing. Golly. From the beginning of time, God has warned man against the destructive nature of sin. You remember in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve? The Bible says that and sin came into the world by who? One man, and his name was Adam. So Adam messed us up. Thanks a lot, Adam. Y'all know the song we sing, "Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world." Do y'all know what y'all singing about? When you're saying, "Let's get back to Eden," that means let's get back to where we originated. We were supposed to be in the garden, having kids, just having a good old time, praising God because he's so awesome. But then we got curious. We let Satan trick us. We want to eat that old forbidden fruit. Y'all know it's forbidden fruit all over. Ooh, I'm going to leave that alone. But some of the first instructions that were given to Adam in the garden were words of warning. How many of us really want to hear warnings? If you keep on, my folks, you say a hard head make a soft behind. Y'all remember that one? God gives us warnings, and basically he say, "Hey, a hard head make a soft. You're gonna have to pay." But he said, "But the tree of knowledge." This is what the Bible says in Genesis 2:17. "But the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Y'all remember that? But Adam and Eve didn't heed to the warning of God. Genesis 3 tells us that their unbelief and their fall under the destructive power of sin was because they didn't listen to what God told them. He said, "Don't eat of it." How many of us have the word said, "Don't do," and we did? And we suffered the consequences? In faith, my brothers and sisters, we have to heed to the warnings of God. I know it's fun to go over here and do this. I know it's fun to go over here and do that. I know it's fun to drink this and drop it like it's hot. But the word don't tell us to do that. And that's why so many of us struggle. Amen? I knew it was going to be quiet today. I told y'all it was going to take a hard right. But by their attitudes and their actions of unbelief, disobedience, and the greed to be equal to God, they committed spiritual suicide. You know that Adam and Eve committed spiritual suicide because at that very point, the spiritual side of them crashed down, caved in, died. And now it's been a constant fight for us ever since that day to be spiritual people because we've been divided. The heater versus the air condition. Woo! I'm glad that happened. See how it works out? We got the heater going on this side and we got the AC going on this side. And ever since Adam and Eve made that mistake in the garden, because they did not have faith in what God said. Woo. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen this morning. But they polluted the spiritual fountain from which the whole human race was to flow. Thanks a lot, Adam. You messed it up for all of us. We didn't want to deal with this stuff. We didn't want to deal with sin. We didn't want to deal with flesh. We want to be back to Eden, live on top of the world. No matter how hard we try, we get our praise on. As soon as we walk out the door, somebody says something crazy, and that we're back. Soon as we get to a point, soon as we hit the top of this hill and our phones will ring again, we can receive text messages because down here most of us can't get any service. Soon as we hit the top of the hill, sometimes it's a mess, right? Soon as we get home and get on Facebook, I heard, inbox, oh, Lord. But the Bible is a record of God's continuing activity to save people from the ravages of sin. Amen? And because there was one that was righteous, Noah at this time. Because there was one that was righteous, all mankind was saved through him. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So glad he built the boat. Amen. I know some of us don't like to get on the boat, but I'm glad he built the boat. And I'm glad he put everything in there because he saved the world. So God warns us concerning the peril of self-deception. You know what? The problem with most of us in our faith is we deceive ourselves, Tony. You know what? Y'all remember the Ghetto Boys made that song, "My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me"? Some of our minds are playing tricks on us. See, I know I got a little young for some of y'all, and that's old school for us that know rap. But they had a song that said, "My mind's playing tricks on me." And you know what? No matter what age you are, your mind plays tricks on you because you are divided between good and evil. Amen? Okay. Do I need to prove it through the word? Proverbs 14 and 12. You know what it says? There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So sometimes, y'all, we think, boy, it's all good. We clicking our heels and everything. But a way that seems right to man. Do I need to give some examples? I don't need to do that, do I? All right, sister, no. Then I'm going to call yours out first. Proverbs 14, so we'll write that one down and read it later because there's a way that seems right, kind of like this. If you slap me, I'm going to slap you back. If you kill my cat, I'm going to kill your dog. But is that how we deal? Our kids go to school and they have a fight. Did you fight back? If you didn't, I'm going to whoop you. How many of y'all told your kids that? I'm the only, me and Jamal the only one. Okay, thank you. You better not come here crying no more. Because if you don't fight back, I'm going to whoop you when you get. Did the word tell us to do that? But that's the kind of stuff we teach. And then your mom told you then. I know Sister Roberta told her nieces that. Baby, don't come over here telling me. Get on back out there. Finish the fight. I'm trying to help us out this morning. I'm talking about warnings. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto wise counsel. Repeatedly, the scriptures would say, be not deceived. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Y'all, Satan is a deceiver. Amen? And you know what he had done? Amen. During the time of Noah, he had deceived the whole world except for Noah. But Noah said, I'm going to stay on course. I'm going to do what God, I'm going to do what the Lord says do. And I just thank God for that. My brothers and sisters, the certainty of God's justice and wrath is another thing that I want to talk about today. God's justice and wrath. You know that the truth is, the Bible tells us all over the Bible, what does it say? You reap what you, man, I thought I was going to get to finish this. Give me 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes. I'm going to try it, and then we'll have to continue it. We place so much emphasis on love and the mercy of God. How many of us, y'all know, we love to talk about the love of God and the mercy of God, and he's so good, and he's all right, and all that stuff. But you know what? There's still consequences for your actions. All right? Golly. Man, I want y'all to like me today, but I'm afraid that you're not. But it's not me. I'm just a messenger. I'm just bringing a message. But because God does love, he cannot tolerate that which violates his own nature, that which destroys humans who are the crown of his creations. Y'all remember last week when I talked about Daddy left instructions and things for us to do, and if he came home and the things weren't done that were supposed to be done, then we got punished? My brothers and sisters, if you're not doing what God left for you to do, guess what? That's why you're in the belly of that fish right now. Any of you feel like Jonah in the belly of the fish? I'm going to leave that alone. That's why you can't get out of the hole, because you're not doing what the Lord said to do. Jonah was swallowed up because what? He didn't go where God told him to go. So he said, you know what? Just throw me overboard. Y'all know that Jonah, y'all know what he really tried to do was commit suicide. That's what he tried to do. He said, you know what? I'd rather kill myself than go down there where you telling me to go. He didn't know that fish was going to swallow him up. This brother said, throw me over. Suicide. God said, nope, I ain't going to kill you because I'm not through with you yet. That's why he didn't kill you, because he's not done with you yet. Y'all better holler back this morning. All right. Let's see. Where are we? Oh, here we go. Here we go. God is a moral God. Woo-wee. Can I say that again? God is a moral God. How many of us are living morally? She said, Lord have mercy. And our universe is constructed on a moral basis. Doesn't it? That's why when you do the right things, have you ever been in a place where you know that you're following what God had told you to follow, and you're doing what the Lord told you to do, and things just kind of work out? And there's just something about in your spirit, you just feel all right. You feel good about what's going on. Because you're heeding to the warnings of God, you're actually opening and you're listening to Him. Amen? And when you get separated because he's spiritual, and guess what? There's a spiritual man inside of you, amen. The man that grows is the what? The one you feed. So if you feed your spirit more than your flesh, guess what? You're gonna be in communion with God. Amen. Watch this. Sin by its very nature brings punishment into the lives of sinners. Watch this. Turn to Numbers 32 and 23. And as bad as I wanted to knock this out, somebody read Numbers 32 and 23. Tell me what it says. All right. I want to deal with that. Be sure your sin will find you out. I like this. This verse, my brothers and sisters, and this is what I really want you to really receive this morning is, be sure your sin will find you out. How many of y'all have heard that before? Your sins will find you out. Woo. Your sins will find you out. Your sin, listen to this. Tony, your sin, Darrell, listen, your sins will find you out. What have most of us been taught about that scripture? Oh, thank you. It doesn't teach that all of our sins will be found out by others. But it does declare that our sins will find us out. Did you catch that? So your sins will find you out. Most of us think that what you do, somebody, we gonna see you. But your sin will find you out. Don't you know that everybody in here has the sin? Everybody in here has that one little thing that you just can't shake. And guess what always shows up? If you struggle with watching certain kind of movies, you're trying to get better with that. As soon as you turn your TV on, bloop, there it is. If you struggle with drugs and alcohol, seems like the only people that want to hang out with you are doing drugs and alcohol. Your sins will find you out. So basically, the thing that you struggle with, Satan knows what you struggle with, Johnny. And guess what he's going to do? Your sin going to seek you out all day long. Hey, Johnny, here I am right here. Hey, Amber, right here I am. Here I am, sin, right here. It's going to find you out. Sister Brown. Hey, Sister Brown. This is sin, and I found you out. Does that make sense? Your sin will find you out. And then you know what your sin is going to do to you? Make you look like a fool. That's all Satan wants to do, is kill your witness. As soon as you say, I'm a Christian, I'm saved, sanctified, filled by, with the Holy Ghost. God's done this for me. God's done that for me. He said, okay, really? Hey, bro, brother, my name's Sin. Guess what I'm going to make you say today in front of somebody that in front of somebody that looks up to you? Watch how I'm going to make you act in Walmart at the customer service desk with your Orange Chapel shirt on. I'm going to make you cuss Nikki's husband out in front of everybody. And he sure ain't coming to church then. Nikki, them was your church members. So the question today is, my brothers and sisters, have we recognized the warning of God? Have we recognized the warning of God like Noah did? He took action. Because God said, I'm going to destroy everything. I'm going to shut this whole thing down. But by faith, he took action. That's what we talk. This is some awesome faith. Can you imagine? Can you imagine working on something for over 100, working on something and teaching and preaching something for 120 years? Can you imagine how tired people got of him? But God put a word in him. God put this in his spirit, and he carried it out to the very end. And guys, we are here today because of his faith, Noah's faith in what God told him to do. Y'all know that we're here today because of that? That's a great testament, amen? Somebody ought to be excited. We should give Noah a round of applause for what he did. But he did it through faith. That's what the scripture deals with that we started out with today. God speaks a word of warning, but we have to recognize it. Has God ever warned you about something, tipped you off about something? But you say, oh, no, that's nothing. Have you let the written word speak to your heart? That's why we show up every day, right? I mean, every Sunday, to hear the word of God. The psalmist says that thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. So my brothers and sisters, that's Psalms 119 and 11. If the word of God is hidden in our heart, there's some things, my brothers and sisters, that we ought to be convicted by. There's some things that we shouldn't do. Amen? And I know that we're all sinners, but you know what? There's some things that when we get up to, we ought to, I can't do that. Y'all know what? All the time, your pastor, I'm faced with things all the time. Like, ooh, man, I can't do that. Are you? Is the word written in your heart? Just the Ten Commandments, are you dealing with those? If you just roll with the Ten Commandments, that can keep you out of a whole lot of stuff. Are we at least doing those? Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not bear false witness. Huh? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, but you got binoculars every time she take out the trash. Woo-wee! And you call your homeboy and say, dog, you should see what she was wearing today. Uh-oh. Anybody? Okay, I'm going to leave that alone, too. Candy, it's not me. I'm not looking at Miss Crawford, I promise you. God may speak a word of warning to us you know what? God will speak a word of warning to us through the fall of somebody else. You know that? All these people had messed up. All these people were messed up, and Noah was able to see what the destruction and what people were doing. He's like, oh, man, I don't want to do that. Marcus got caught up. I ain't trying to get caught up like Marcus. No. How many of our brothers fall by the wayside and our sisters fall by the wayside? And y'all know that's a warning for us? Can anybody here say, it could have been me? That's it. It could have been any of us. So what we have to do, if Deacon Ray is slipping and he's doing some stuff he don't have any business doing, he get himself in trouble, that's a warning for everybody in the house. But me and Ron gonna go do the same thing. We're gonna do what Brother Ray did. He just went to jail. I'm not trying to go do what he just did. My brother, there are warnings all around us. We have to heed to those warnings. God puts all of this stuff in front of us. And you know what? We have to have faith that that's what he's doing. A lot of times we miss the signs. Okay, I'm going to close this out. It's time to go home. I sure don't want to, but the Lord said it's time to. Warnings. Warnings. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Have you ever been traveling down the road? I said we're going to get on the bus. We're going to get on the bus, right? And all y'all got on the bus, and you've been traveling with me for about 30 minutes, right? Y'all been riding with me, rolling with me. Some of you guys are going to be better because of what we talked about today. Some of you, it's not really going to change much. Some of you just like, oh, forget it. I'm just hurry up, shut up so we can get out of here. But my brothers and sisters, we have to have faith that God is in control, and we have to have faith in his warning signs. Amen? The same thing that happened across the street can happen on this side of the street. The same thing that happened next door can happen right here. The same thing that happened back yonder, some of y'all talk like, some of us talk like that, back yonder can happen over here, over her. You have to read the sign. Thank you, Brother Braxton. We fail to read the warning signs. They're warning signs. When you're driving, and y'all been driving, all of a sudden it says, construction, 1,000 feet. Construction. You have all of these signs. God gives us these signs for a reason. Let me share something with y'all, and I think I've told y'all this story before. When I went to college out in West Texas, one weekend my mom and my dad and my grandmother came down to see me. And my grandmother, she doesn't drive. And she was reading the signs. She's reading the signs on the way to Plainview. Anybody ever gone to Plainview, Texas? Y'all know, is it Highway 70 that is like a straightaway like forever? It's forever and ever and ever. You can just see for 50 miles in front of you. When they were driving, Mama was driving, we call her Little Mama. Little Mama was sitting over there, and she said, when are we going to get the crossover? She reading the signs. They go a little while long, a few more miles in the road. Where is this crossover? When are we going to get the crossover? Mama's just driving. Mama said, wait a minute. Mother, next time you see this sign, the crossover, let me know. So they're trying to say, there it is again, crossover. When are we going to get the crossover? We've been driving forever. And what my grandmother was reading was a sign that said, crossover. Crossover from east. You're going west, you cross over, and you go back east. My brothers and sisters, are we reading the warning signs? Crossover is even a warning sign. Some of us have been traveling down this highway, and we keep seeing crossover, and we keep asking the driver the question, when are we going to get the crossover? God is telling you this morning, all you need to do is turn, cross over, and go in the other directions. God is not into 360s. He's into 180s. So it's time for us to heed to the warning of God, have faith, cross over, and turn around. Ask your neighbor, when are we going to get the crossover? You are at crossover right now. Whatever is going on in your life today, I know a man named Jesus. Amen. That is standing on the other side of the highway. You may be going down the road, but he's standing on the other side. And all he wants you to do is cross over. He's over here. Amen. And you might be over here, but today you can give your life to him. You can cross over right now. You can heed to the warning of God. Turn your life around. He'll turn your midnight into a bright and shiny day. He'll turn your frown into a smile. Give your life to him. Let's cross over this morning. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to cross over. But if you already say, I'm so glad I crossed over. And you know what's so awesome is, you know, you got to have faith. You got to have faith. You got to have faith in God. This is a faith walk. Are we there yet? Are we better with our faith? Amen. I think we've been rolling with this for like 5 weeks. But I want us to have faith in who he is. Amen. Faith in who he is. Faith that when we receive those warning signs, that y'all, do we just do what? If it says slow down, let's slow down. If the sign says slow down, slow down. If the sign says shut up, shut up. If the Lord says go left, let's go left. Let's do what he says do. Amen. Y'all remember when we were kids in daycare and we used to do the hokey pokey? Put your left foot in, put your left. And we did just what the music said. Shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself. That's what it's all up. It's about turning yourself around this morning, y'all. Follow the instructions. That's all we got to do. Listen to him. And he's going to tell you through the word of God. He's going to tell you through your preachers. Or he's going to tell you through the Holy Spirit just right when you're in your living room. He's saying, oh, do this. Cross over. Amen. If anyone has never accepted Jesus Christ, we invite you right now to give your life to him. Give your life to Jesus.